is the JR Sport Brief Show here coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. Whether you happen to be in the United States of America, or you are in Canada, or you're listening somewhere else on planet Earth, we're out of space. Thank you. We're happy that you're here. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How do you listen? On the free Odyssey app. You can listen live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM? It's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker, talk to the machine, demand that it play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, man, we've had a busy show. Right now, getting ready for the start of the Mountain West Championship game. We got UNLV. We got Boise State. We should get kicking off in a few minutes. We've talked to Mike Sanford Jr., a former head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, former quarterback for Boise State. He came by last hour and joined us. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about last night's gutsy play calling by Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions. Talked about Matt LaFleur. We're going to get into Michael Penix Jr., speaking of former college quarterbacks now playing for the Falcons. I guess sitting behind Kirk Cousins, hoping that he plays for the Falcons. So we're going to get into some more football on the professional side. I'm going to get into more of your calls as well. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, we don't have no comedians, huh? Everybody's afraid?
I guess so. Just kind of unlike comedians.
Yeah, you thought they'd think that they would be brave and bold and ready to share their trade here with North America. And better luck next time. How about this, folks? This is not comedy. This is serious stuff. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. Oh, wait, maybe. I don't know if this guy's a comedian or not. We're about to find out. Everett is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Everett?
My brother from another mother. How you doing, my brother?
Oh, my goodness. It's been a long time. How are you?
It has been, brother. I miss you being on late at night when I'm traveling at night. So okay. I just finally caught you here. I'm here in Columbia, South Carolina. And it's always great to hear your voice. You do an outstanding job, and I really, truly am blessed to have an opportunity to listen to such greatness here across the airwaves. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this whole playoff scenario.
Yes.
You know, we all knew at some point there was going to be some people left in and some people kicked out for whatever reason. But I look at the hottest team in the nation right now, in my opinion, as a former University of South Carolina football player back in the early 80s,
oh boy,
the Gamecocks. Okay. They won six in a row and beat four ranked teams out of the six. Last week, as we all know, they went up to Tiger Town, and we got a little tiger meat and brought it back. We haven't been able to say that too often, but at the end of the day, Clemson wins tomorrow against SMU, and they're in.
There's no
rhyme and reason on how this thing works.
you are correct. I would agree with you there. But in trying to find some logic in the situation, is South Carolina, I think, to their detriment, they came on too late. I think that's what it is. And I get it. You would rather be hot late than too early. But they do have those two consecutive losses in the middle of the season to both Ole Miss and Alabama. And I think those are probably the reasons why they are not in.
Well, you know, we go back early in the year when they played LSU in Columbia here at Williams-Brice. And I don't like talking bad about officials, but when you look at back some of the late calls that were made, I mean, they took LSU to the outhouse, spanked them pretty good. But LSU, as always, has a great football program and a great tradition. They came back and hung in and ended up finding a way to win. I'm a firm believer. You win the games that you're supposed to win.
Right.
And hopefully that, you know, things work out for you. I'm not sad that the Gamecocks are not in the title picture. I think it was a lesson learned, and Coach Beamer has done a great job, and I hope he continues to do a great job. I hate to say this. I truly do. As much as I hate Clemson, I'm saying go Tigers tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Okay. I did not expect that, Everett. Well, thank you so much. We'll see what happens. And look, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what Sullis can do next year, but string together the whole thing.
Yeah. I tell you, Dion, Colorado's another one of those teams that I think would have been great for the playoff scenario. But at the end of the day, the job that Prime has done out in Colorado and Boulder, oh, my God, it's unreal at what he's done in 2 years. But at the end of the day, if Travis Hunter is not the 2024 Heisman Trophy winner, then, maybe we need to go back to the drawing board, because he's the best talent in the country.
He is. Well, let's see what Gentry does tonight. That may also have a say-so with how the Heisman rolls. Hey, Everett, thank you so much for calling, okay?
Hey, brother, you take care of yourself. God bless you.
You as well. Have a tremendous weekend. Thank you, Everett. A pleasure talking to Everett from South Carolina. And as I say that, the Boise State Broncos are here running out onto the field and trying to go ahead and win their second straight Mountain West championship here against UNLV, whose starting quarterback quit in the middle of the season. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oh, Hickey, we got people who call with jokes. Is this what it for Friday?
We got a few jokes on the line, and I will say some are pretty funny.
Do I need to have a drink, a two-drink minimum, to listen to these jokes?
No. This is sober, and you'll still laugh.
Okay. How about this? You vetted the well, I guess you have to, right? Good idea to vet the
jokes.
Just
to make sure. You know, a lot of comedic jokes are very dirty, which I am all for, except when we're on the radio and someone's got to pay the fine. It's not going to be me or you.
Right, right. Yeah, I hear that. Well, let's go. We got jokes from all over the country. Hey, I don't know. Hickey, we got a new segment for Fridays now? I don't know.
I like it. Could be catchy. Could be the starting point, the launch pad for a comedian's career.
It could. Friday. No, for real. Seriously, let's do this every Friday. Let's see what we got here. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Michigan. Andy is representing for the great state of Michigan. Maybe he has a joke about Dan Campbell. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andy?
There's no joking about Dan Campbell, first of all. And it is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. But my joke, are you ready?
Yes.
What's the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
What's the difference between a chick? One makes hummus. I don't know. They're the same thing, aren't they? They're the same thing.
I've never had a garbanzo bean on my face.
Oh, my goodness, Andy. Oh, how long have you told that joke, Andy? Oh,
dude, that's the funniest joke ever.
How long have you told that joke?
I stole it from somebody about a year and a half ago.
You stole it from, okay. It's gone over well.
Well, I didn't make it up. Nobody makes up jokes.
No, but it's gone over well.
Dude, the guy that answered the phone busted up. I can't believe you're not laughing. In fact, everybody that's listening right now is laughing except you.
Oh, well, maybe. Well, you don't know that. You don't know that. Maybe.
Maybe
I'm a tough critic. We'll see. Well, thank you, Andy.
All right, man.
That
have
was
a good
fun.
One.
You too. Hickey, did I hurt his feelings? I thought it was funny. I just had to go, oh, okay. That was interesting.
I may have set the bar too high for Andy. I did burst out laughing. It caught me. It took me a second, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, that's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, while I was listening to him, I was really trying to establish. I believe, and I could be wrong because I'm not a here I go. You ready for this? You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a peologist, okay? But I thought a chickpea and a garbanzo bean, I'm also not a beanologist, I thought they were the same thing.
I have no idea.
I eat chickpeas all the time.
Hmm.
It has good protein in it. I eat chickpeas. I had chickpeas in my salad before the show started.
Yeah. Wow.
I eat hummus all the time. I eat hummus as a snack. So maybe that's why. I was thinking more so about, is a chickpea and a garbanzo bean the same thing? And he came through with a Friday night joke, to say the least. 855-212-4227. Ryan is calling from Columbia. Hey, Ryan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. The previous caller said that nobody comes up with their own jokes. I come up with all of mine. I'm ready to share one. You might need three drinks for this one. My wife got crotchless panties recently.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm really excited because I want to learn how to sew.
Oh, wow. Are you really? You're not really married. This is a joke, right?
Oh, no, I'm married. I tell that joke on stage all the time. My wife loves it.
Oh, yeah, I bet she does. People crack up. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and the Gamecocks got robbed. I will say that, too. Because there's no way that Alabama loses to Vanderbilt and makes the playoffs. That's ridiculous.
So why do you think the Gamecocks didn't get in?
The LSU game, specifically. But also, I think it's kind of weird how, like, in March Madness, if you get on a streak at the end of the season, they consider you a hot team and they want to put you in. But in college football, if you get in a streak at the end, they don't really consider that. I think that's kind of weird.
Do you hear the explanations from Ward Manuel every week? Do you hear his explanations?
Yeah, they don't make any sense. He says he doesn't even know.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Ryan, for calling from Columbia. Oh, my goodness. Oh, hickey, man. You sure these jokes are clean? I guess they are, right?
I mean, at least for the FCC, they're clean.
Yeah, they're clean. This is clean enough. 855-212-4227. No one has a wholesome joke, I guess. Evan is here from Grand Rapids. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Evan, what's up?
Hey, JR, how's it going?
Great.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the Lions a little bit. I've been hearing all day from Lions faithful about how, if Dan Campbell didn't go for those fourth downs, we wouldn't have won that game last night. But, you know, if one or two more didn't win us the game, then people would be saying, if he didn't go for those fourth downs, we wouldn't have lost last night. So it's the same exact flip side of, you know, being aggressive and going for it. Everybody wants to criticize. Everybody wants to say what they want to say, but it could have easily gone the other way,
Evan,
at any point in time.
Why do you even entertain it? But the Lions are 12-1. Why would you even care what anybody says at this point?
I love the Lions. I'm one of the biggest fans of the Lions that I know. But honestly, I think I was watching the whole game last night. It did not feel to me like we scored 34 points. Our defense played their ASSs off,
Stafford,
and I got to hand it to them. They won us the game.
Goff threw three touchdowns. I called him Stafford for a minute.
Yeah. I love Goff.
He threw three touchdowns. So what did you – your team is 12-1. You're complaining about the people that complain about the Lions?
I'm complaining about people who are overexcited about the game that – I mean, I love the fact that we won and that we're 12-1 and –
okay.
It's so exciting and everything, except it could easily gone either way.
Yeah, okay. Enough about the football. What you've been doing so far this Friday night? You've been participating in some activities, right?
I've been working all night. I've been delivering, listening to radio, talk shows. Love your show, JR.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate you, man. No, you don't got no jokes?
I do got a joke. Hey, do you know where the Frog's car is?
Do I know where the Frog's car is?
Yeah, it got towed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Have a good one.
There you go. Thank you, Evan from Grand Rapids. Here we go. Hickey, I found that one funny. I don't know.
That's the ironic part is that one I thought was, the weakest of the three. And you were that was the one that got you the most, huh?
No, because maybe it's because I told you the Repo Man used to call my show.
And, that's right.
This guy was repossessing cars, and he would call me up. Hey, JR, it's your favorite repo man. No, you're not anybody's favorite anything. No, you're the last person a human being wants to see. The repo man. Oh, no. Hickey, do I give a shout out to the repo man out there? Do I do that? Stay away.
Well, because, I mean, I will say they are doing, for the most part, if you're a repo man, right, you are more or less working for the good guy, essentially.
If you're the repo?
If you're not making payments, you know, who's the bad guy?
If you're not making payments, you're the bad guy? The guy taking the car is the good guy? Is this like reverse Robin Hood? He's taking back what you're not paying for.
I would say that's maybe not noble. That's a little maybe stretch, but admirable. I mean, you're putting your life on the line for someone who's going to pay. And we all seen those shows.
Oh, wait.
They can get crazy.
Repo Man gets shot at. Yeah.
It's not. You got to be a little sick to do it. So, you know, if your favorite Repo Man's listening, I support him. Don't come after me.
Whoa, wow. Oh, that Repo Man. He told me he got shot at. He called up and said
he got shot.
Yeah. Wow.
Tough guys. Damn. You got to be tough to do that.
Could you imagine not paying your bills and then shooting a guy that comes to take the car?
How dare you? Boom!
Yeah, how dare you take the car that doesn't belong to me that I'm not paying for? I'm going to shoot you. Oh, wow. It's a wild world out here. Oh, my goodness. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Let's talk about some of the NFL games that are going to take place this upcoming Sunday. We'll get into Penix and Cousins. I told you about that. We'll get into more of your calls. If you think you got a better joke than those guys, knock yourself out. We have so much more to do. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We've done a lot of talking about everything taking place in college football. UNLV, Boise State, they are already underway. 0-0. About 8 minutes left here in the first quarter. 855-212-4227 is the number. I'm going to get back to all of your calls momentarily. I did mention to you earlier in the show that a lot of the NFL games this upcoming Sunday, I'm just kind of rolling my eyes at them. We got some major implications for some of the teams. Some of the games, I'm just like, okay, spare me. I'm really looking forward to Sunday Night Football with the Chargers and Chiefs. That's just to see if the Chargers can compete with the Chiefs, something that they haven't done. How different is this going to be with Jim Harbaugh now running the show is to be seen. And so one game that I'm looking forward to is Kirk Cousins going back up to Minnesota to take on the Vikings, because we have seen Kirk Cousins stink the joint up over his last three games. 0 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. In Kirk Cousins' first 9 games, he threw 17 touchdowns to 7 interceptions, and now he's just 0 touchdowns and 6 INTs. I don't know if Kirk Cousins is old. I don't know if he's tired. It's too late in the season. I don't know what the deal is, but they're a long way away from him going out there and swag surfing. Pretty bad right now. And Kirk Cousins, going back to Minnesota, he expects what? To be cheered? To be booed? Listen to Kirk.
They're great football fans, and I would think as a result they'll make it as hostile as they can for us. So it's a great fan base, and I believe last time the Falcons played there, it was an empty stadium, probably, if I'm remembering right. So they didn't get to experience it then, but in 2019 they did. And, it's good fan base.
All right, whatever, Kirk. Enough about that crap. Are you going to stink the joint up? What are you going to do? Are you going to break out? You going to light them up for 4 touchdowns and 0 interceptions? What the hell are you going to do, Kirk?
Hopefully. We got to get back on the right track, and the best thing we can do is get another game here. So I would love to play today, really, with how you want to get back out there and get this taste out of your mouth. So, that's what we're chasing for on Sunday, is a much better outing. And they're not going to give it to us. I know that.
Enough of that guy. Enough of him. Kirk Cousins so calm. I guess that's what makes a good quarterback, right? You got to be calm. I want him fired up. I want him after the game. Hey, how do you like that? You like that? I need that from Kirk Cousins. So calm. I think he'll have a good game in Minnesota. I think he'll turn things around. I think Kirk Cousins, for a week at least, will make people stop asking for Michael Penix Jr. And, of course, Michael Penix Jr. wants to go out there and play. Is he going to get that opportunity, or is he kind of waiting to sabotage Kirk Cousins? Not that he's going to hit him in the knees or anything like that. Head coach Raheem Morris, the man who ultimately makes the decision, along with Fontenot and Arthur Blank. Raheem Morris, he says, nah, Michael Penix, man, he loves Kirk. He's helping him out. He got his back.
He's getting aligned. He's getting ready. And if he's called upon, he'll be ready. I believe he said that best. And right now, he's in full support of Kurt, and he knows Kurt's going to bounce back. And, like, we all feel the same way. And, like, part of the reason Penix was picked for moments like this, because you knew he can handle it. You knew the detail and the pressure that we put on all of us, right? I believe Jared said here, in September and say, you know, we're going to talk about this all year, right? And we made it this far without him talking about it. And the minute he showed up, I knew we'd be talking about this, right? So it's like, yeah, we're ready for those deals. We're ready to deal with those pressures. We're ready to answer those questions. We're ready to ignore the same noise that we ignored when we drafted Penix, right? We fell in love with a young man that we felt like can take us into the future. And that's what he's going to do, and that's what he's preparing to do. And right now, we're all here to support Kirk Cousins and to be and rally around him so he can finish the job that he started for this football team.
Whatever. Listen, you better go to the playoffs. That's all I got to say. Raheem Morris needs to go to the playoffs. You playing in this division? This is a crap division. Carolina Panthers are in your division. Buccaneers have been busted up and hurt throughout the course of the year. They're in your division. The Saints are here. There's no excuse. I expected things to be potentially close with the Bucs. Falcons have too much damn talent. And Kirk, better light it up. 855-212-4227. Richard is here from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, my brother from another mother? You
How
know
are?
Who this is.
I sure do know. Yeah, you holding it down at the VA. Richard, what's up?
Hey, man. Hey, just still holding it down. I see they still pimping over there in Tennessee.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You saw that story about the the 32, officers who decided to have relations at the VA? Okay.
Yeah.
That's not you. You're not doing that, right?
I
not you.
I talk about that.
Okay.
My thing is, though, you know, I remember going to what was Uptown Comedy Corner when it was in Buckhead.
Okay.
And it was an open mic night, which, well, it was okay.
Okay.
And one of the guys tried to put me in his front show as being his probation officer.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, because I was dressed well.
Okay. Well, that's better than going to Freaknik, right?
Well, I don't know. I was in the middle of Freaknik, too.
Oh, boy.
And
okay.
When I had to work with the city of Atlanta.
Okay. Well, at least you got paid to be at Freaknik. Other people got robbed.
They didn't tell me about it. But the thing is, though, bro, they've been bouncing up from different locations since they left Buckhead.
I know.
But I was telling my new producer that I went to see, took my SEC Cat Williams last year at the Fox.
Oh, boy.
And he turned it out.
Yeah.
But then again, he got out of it. He was there, you know, after, you know, for a minute.
Yeah.
So, he was over his time.
Yeah, well, Cat Williams, if you enjoy Cat Williams, he'll be at State Farm Arena here in Atlanta next year. So go ahead and check that out.
I know, first of March.
Hey, question for you before I move on to the next guy. Penix or Kirk Cousins, Richard?
I mean, you done paid the brothers his money, so you might as well give him one more ride to it. If not, you know, if he comes out of the bus, then you go to plan B. That's what you draft him for at number 8.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Richard, have a good weekend, okay? I'll talk to you next week.
All right, now you know it.
I'll be here. Thank you, Richard.
All right, my brother from another mother. Be blessed.
You too, Richard. Thank you for calling for me. He was like, I was a police officer at Freaknik. Hickey, isn't that great when the police officers get to work the fun events?
Sure, yeah, I don't know what Freaknik is. Should I? It sounded interesting.
Oh, Freaknik.
Club? Is it a place?
No, it was an event.
Mm.
If you have time over the weekend, maybe before football starts tomorrow, you can search the Hulu documentary for Freaknik's. Freaknik documentary on Hulu. Yeah.
Okay.
Just say there's a lot of things moving in the streets. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Imagine a parade. A parade of that.
Wow.
Yeah. Freaknik's?
Wow.
Freaknik's parade of...
Is this still going on, or is this outlawed?
Hold on. Let me just say this quickly. Parade of Freaks, okay? I'm not saying it's been outlawed. They tried to bring it back as more of a festival just to, be a little bit more progressive.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll send you the trailer for Freaknik, okay, Hickey?
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
You got it. Don't look forward to it too much, okay? All right. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I did tell you that Raheem Morris, he better get this damn team, these Falcons, into the postseason. There's another coach trying to make an impression. Not so many expectations on him. As a matter of fact, he's from here in Georgia. He's from Atlanta, Tucker. Thomas Brown is making his debut with the Bears as they take on the broken down 49ers. We saw the 49ers break down, or at least Christian McCaffrey and Mason did, in the snow this past Sunday, Sunday Night Football. Thomas Brown is the new man in instead of Eberflus. He's been the offensive coordinator here for the Chicago Bears as well as the Carolina Panthers last year. So he's getting his first crack to show everybody that, hey, I'm not here just to run the offense. I'm going to run the show. And forget Eberflus. I'm going to do this now. This is what Thomas Brown had to say about running the show.
Let's think about it just a moment. They said they did a really good job trying to help me stay level-headed and not, you know, make the moment bigger than what it is. I obviously understand the role that I'm in, understand what might come with it, but also understand that we make most situations bigger than what it has to be because of the outside noise, what everybody else puts a value on it. I have a job to do. I'm excited about my job and committed to it every single day.
Yeah, just do the job. At minimum, right? Just show up and do the job. You going to do good or you going to do bad? Nobody's expecting anything out of them. They just want Caleb Williams to get through the season alive. That's it. As simple as that. Hey, how about this? The team that I told you about, the Bears are taking on the 49ers. What about the Bills? The Bills are just here to get through the rest of the year and hopefully go to the Super Bowl. They're going to take on the Rams. The Rams are trying to still get into a spot in the postseason, okay? If they lose this, they are probably cooked. Hickey told me a good stat. Matthew Stafford has been hot like fish grease over the past several weeks, okay? 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions in the last 3 games. Look, do I think the Rams are going to win anything? No. But if they keep this up, they can get into the postseason. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Josh Allen, he knows how hot the Rams have been. Listen to this.
We understand we're going all the way across the country to a team that's very hungry. They've been playing really good football as of late. Their defensive line is one of the better units you'll see. They got a lot of dogs up front. I know they're young up there, but some really, really good players, some studs over there on their defensive side of the ball. So, and then you got one of the best quarterbacks to, in my opinion, play the game of football. And Matt
is... Matt's trying to go to the Hall of Fame. I know that. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Knoxville, Tennessee, and talk to Dustin. Dustin, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast.
Hey, man. I love you. Love your show, man.
Thank you.
I had a joke for you.
Okay.
All right. Why can't you hear the pterodactyl use the bathroom?
He's flying high? I don't know.
Because the pee is silent.
I got one for you. You ready for this, Dustin? You ready for this?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Spell pterodactyl.
I couldn't do it, man. I'm from Knoxville.
I don't know how to spell it either. Does anybody know how to spell pterodactyl? I don't know how to. TTYRYADTYL? I don't know.
Now, I listened to another talk show, a local sports show here, and there's this guy on there, and all he does is tell a bunch of dad jokes.
Oh, no.
And that was a good one I heard. I liked it.
He sounds like Giannis Antetokounmpo. Hey, Dustin, you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Hickey, I don't know. Pterodactyl? I don't know how to spell that.
I have the spelling here.
Was I close? Can I try again?
Sure.
Stop me the minute I'm wrong. Yes. Okay. T-E.
Nope, you're wrong.
Oh, crap.
You are wrong. I had a feeling you're going to get it wrong.
I'll try again. He told me there's no... He says the P is silent.
Okay.
There's T-Y-P?
No. Come on.
Pterodactyl?
If there's a silent P, where would it be?
I don't know. Come on. How do you
right in the beginning.
Pterodactyl
starts as being spelled P-T.
Get the hell out of here, bro.
Wish I was kidding.
Oh,
why
my.
Did they decide to do that? I have no idea.
Wait a minute. We're talking about the flying bird that flew around, dinosaur.
Now extinct.
Yeah, 30 million, 100 million years ago?
201.3 million years ago and became extinct 136.4 million years ago.
How long ago it became extinct?
136.4 million years ago.
Yeah, I remember. I was alive for that. Yep.
It had a shelf life of, what is that, about 80 or so?
Oh,
75?
My God.
Not great.
Man, could you? This stupid rock is that damn old?
I guess how long we've been around for? Way less than that. So maybe I should show some respect to the pterodactyl.
Oh man! Wow. Can you imagine?
P T E R.
P T E R Y.
O.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Pterodactyl. D-A-C-T-Y-L.
C-Y-L. That part I could do. Yeah. These science people think they're so damn smart, Hickey.
Makes no sense. P-T, pterodactyl. Give me a break.
I did learn. I think it's in New York, the Museum of Natural History. Did you see they found one of the most complete, I don't even know what the hell it's called. It's one of the famous dinosaurs, the one that people know. The one with the spikes on his back. He looks like a turtle with the spikes.
Oh, is it Triceratops?
Nah, Triceratops got three horns on his face, Hickey. Three.
You're talking about just the spikes on the back. Stegosaurus?
Stegosaurus, yeah, him. Okay. Him. They found a very, the most complete one, I think, ever.
Really? Where?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just they found it?
The Dakotas or something? I don't know.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess it is. You like dinosaurs?
Yeah, I'm interested by them. It's okay. Interesting. I was more of a T-Rex fan by myself.
Hey, you're a violent person, okay? You're a violent man. Hey, Ack, you like dinosaurs?
I have to be honest, after Dino from the Flintstones hadn't given much thought.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, that's a lot. I get it. I like dinosaurs. Not more recently.
I'm okay with them. You know, I've never run into one, so, you know, I'm good.
Oh, I know a few dinosaurs, okay? I know we got a few coaching in the NFL.
There you go.
Well, one of them is looking for a job right now. Hi, Belichick. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, yeah, it's Friday. We'll get to more of your jokes and people telling funnies because it's Friday. So we'll do that. And then, as well, I'll get to some more NFL action. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Man, we talked a lot about coaches today. Damn it, we had a coach on last hour. Thank you to Mike Sanford Jr., a coach of the Colorado Buffaloes, former quarterback for Boise State. He came through and joined us. And we also talked about Belichick potentially going to North Carolina. We'll get more into that at the top of the hour. Apparently, there's a little bit of an update. No, Bill Belichick hasn't been hired. North Carolina still doesn't have a head coach. But we'll give you that update at the top of the hour. Also, Army is beating Tulane right now 7-0. We have 14 minutes to go here. In the first half. Here's another update, totally unrelated. Hickey, I just sent this to you. So my brother is a high school basketball coach, a girls' high school basketball coach, and he just sent me the score. Shout-outs to Big Mike in New York City. Hickey, do you see? You tell the people what the score is.
40-1. 40-1.
Am I allowed to laugh when I say a 40-1?
You know, I'm actually surprised it wasn't worse. Like, if you're playing a team that scored 1 point, and I'm assuming on the free throw line the entire game, you would think they can't defend either. It'd be like 60-1, 80-1, 100-1.
I said, did y'all play 5-on-3? He said, no. And I said, when you're in high school ball, is there no mercy rule? Like, can you run up a score like 40-1?
I got to see that box score. How many shots did you, I mean,
they played
25 from the field?
It says it on the board. They played all four periods, man. That's crazy. 40-1. Hickey, if I was on that team, I'd walk out. Like, I'm not doing this and basketball season just started in high school. Like, I'm supposed to do this. What does it end like? I don't know. February, I think? March? Hell no. Not doing this crap.
You know what? Credit to the team that won, too, by the way, because I'm sure, like, when it's, like, 30-1 with, like, 5 minutes to go, you're like, okay, this game's over. Like, we got it. And you can take the foot off the gas, maybe let them score a basket or two. They kept guarding till the whistle was blown and the final horn sounded. They didn't get many gimmies. I respect that.
I wonder how many shots they blocked. I'm sure that was embarrassing. He probably
20
has
shot blocks.
Yeah, just smacking the ball. The poor other young ladies probably can't dribble. Terrible. Shout outs to Big Mike in New York City. 40-1. What a score that is. Is that what Belichick goes to college? Is that what he's going to do? No, right? 40-3, not happening.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not happening. He wish it would. 855-212-4227. Hey, Mike is here from Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Excellent. How are you?
Good, yeah. Doing good. Thank you very much.
Good, good.
Got a joke for you and three quick things.
Go.
Go Lions, go Wolverines, and hope the Buckeyes never fire Ryan Day. We like him exactly where he is.
I get it. Is that the joke?
No. The joke is this.
Yeah.
What is the difference between roast chicken and pea soup?
What is the difference between roast chicken and pea soup? The last guy who said something about peas, it was a dirty joke. Is this a dirty joke?
This is better. This is not dirty. It's clean.
What's the difference between roast beef, you said?
Roast chicken, either one works.
Oh, let's stick to chicken because roast beef has a... Never mind. Go ahead. Tell your joke one more time. Go ahead.
Hey, what's the difference between roast chicken and pea soup? Hey, anybody can roast chicken.
Anybody? I don't get it. I'm stupid. Hickey, do you get
it? Nobody can pea soup.
Hickey, help me out here.
You don't get it? Like, no one can, like, literally pee out soup, but anyone can roast a chicken.
I still don't get it.
Well, Hickey got it, so that's cool.
No. I got to think about it. Mike, thank you for calling from Tennessee. I'm an idiot.
You're welcome, man. You guys have a great night.
You as well, Mike. It's such a pleasant fellow. Hickey, help me out. I'm dumb.
It's literal. He's literally saying nobody can pee, like, you know.
Urinate
soup.
Yeah, okay. Well,
but anybody
broth?
Can roast a chicken.
I don't get it. Anyone can roast a chicken?
Like, anyone can just get a chicken, put in the roaster, whatever. If you wanted to roast a chicken right now, leave the show and roast a chicken, you can do it.
Right.
But if somebody said, hey, urinate soup, you can't do it. You literally can't do it.
But I eat it. I don't want to pee it.
It's not the real pea soup. He's saying pee, like as in piss, as in like number one. No one's going number one, and soup is coming out.
Man. Yeah, if you ate soup, you pee out the soup afterwards.
Oh, my
God. You never had chicken noodle soup in the broth? You pee out the broth, yes. That was a terrible joke. That's why I didn't get it. Terrible joke.
You know what? I laughed. I think it was pretty good. I think just bad audience. Good joke, bad audience.
Me? I'm bad. Here, let's ask this guy. Hey, Greg is here from South Carolina. Greg, did you like that joke?
Not exactly. No, I didn't.
Okay. What do you have? What else you got?
Okay. All this talk about Carolina not making the playoffs. You know, if they take care of their own business, if the refs call that roughing the quarterback the right way, the quarterback actually was a defensive player that time. And if they make the field goal against Alabama and are prepared to play Ole Miss, they may lose Ole Miss, but they weren't even prepared. We would be having this discussion. You got to take care of your own work, you know?
Yeah, I hear that. You sick of all them complaining about the Gamecocks, huh?
Well, the sour grapes. People say we wouldn't win but 4 or 5 games this year. They won 9 games. I think they had an outstanding year. Recruiting went well. He's still recruiting. Shane Beamer's done a magnificent job. He's actually won more games in 4 years than Steve Spurrier did his first 4 years.
We know that.
Quit belly aching. Look for the future. Look for a better time. And the Gamecocks are going to be just fine. We're playing a tough league, and it's hard to go undefeated in the Southeastern Conference. You know?
We know that. Yeah, Alabama, Georgia. Yeah, Ole Miss, even though they beat everybody except for Georgia, even though they did it this year. You're right, Greg. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't for you. I got a joke for you.
You got a joke? Go ahead.
You got a joke. It's not dirty.
Good.
There's an old Indian feather, not dot, standing on the corner. Good looking girl walks by. He goes, chance. And girl looks at him and keeps walking. Another pretty girl goes by. And old Indian says, chance. And kind of scratch your head, walk on. This real good looking girl comes by. He says, chance. And she stops and turns. She said, aren't you an Indian? He said, yes. She said, I thought Indian said how. He said, me know how. Me want chance.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, okay, I like that one. Okay. Thank you, Greg.
All right.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah, that was, Hickey, that was clean, right? I know how I want to change.
I sort of missed that. That one, I feel like you know it, the whole pea soup joke. That one kind of went over my head.
Oh, It wasn't necessarily the most politically correct jokes.
Yeah.
That's not that, you know. Native American fellow stands on the corner. And he just he knows a few words, I guess. Native Americans speak English, by the way. They know more words than than how and chance. Okay, yeah. All my Native American brothers and sisters, if you know what, Hickey, let's not do that. Okay, because I think if they call up, I think I know exactly what type of jokes they're gonna have. I think there'll be jokes in reverse. So, hey. And we're still going to do this. Hickey, we're going to do this segment every Friday, huh?
I do like it. I think it brings a nice little close to the work week.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, so far, we've had like 5 or 6 jokes. I'm surprised no one has
gotten us fired.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, how about that? Hey, thank you, people. We appreciate that. And you didn't even need to pay for a 2-drink minimum. Y'all are great. Y'all are terrific. I'll give you an update on Bill Belichick on the other side of the break. Is he going to college football? And we'll give you an update on these championship games this Friday. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Re-Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.